That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. After the old fellows had purchased partnership insurance on each other's lives, Grandpappy Spears mentioned to Abner that Lum had asked him how Abner felt. This incident soon became the basis for suspecting that Lum was unusually interested in Abner's state of health since they took out the insurance. Well, one thing followed another, and soon Abner was almost convinced that Lum was plotting against him in some diabolical way. Now, we'll soon see what happens next. Now, friends, we have a little scene which is familiar to many of you. It's late at night, and the peace and quiet of the house is broken only by...
Ouch!
And our hero yells...
That chair would be in the way.
Whereupon his wife wakes up and calls...
What's the matter, dear? Did you hurt yourself?
I just stubbed my toe, that's all.
Oh. Well, why in the world are you out in bed this time of night?
Oh, I couldn't sleep. I guess I shouldn't have eaten that sandwich before going to bed. Now I've got heartburn and I can't go to sleep.
Well, you should know what to do for heartburn. Why do you think we have Alka-Seltzer in the house?
And there you are, folks. The moral of this is, keep Alka-Seltzer handy all the time. Then, when heartburn causes you distress, you can have that quick relief Alka-Seltzer offers. Remember, too, by taking Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed, you can often avoid distress later on. So get a large package from your druggist today. You'll be glad you did. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum eating lunch down at Luke Spears' lunch counter. Listen.
Hey, Luke, better give me another cup of coffee.
Well, well, well. Hello there, Lum. I'm putting on the feed bag, I see.
Well, howdy, Squire.
Mind if I sit down here with you?
No, go ahead. Proud to have you.
Much obliged. Hey, what looks good on the menu today, Lum? What are you having?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't very hungry. I just ordered a hot beef sandwich. Deluxe.
Deluxe? How does that differ from the plain, Lum?
Well, I ain't for sure. I think it's mostly that Luke makes an extra fancy design with the mashed potatoes.
Oh.
And the price is higher. 30 cents.
Well, I've been on a sort of a diet lately myself. Luke! Luke, bring me just a plain chicken sandwich, white bread, and some milk.
Okay.
I just over the store, Lum. There's quite a crowd in there. Looks like you're reopening to a pretty big success.
Yeah, it's going pretty good.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, me and Abner both been busier than a couple of six-arm paper hangers this morning.
Well, that's good. Glad to hear it, Lum. Glad to hear it, yeah.
Of course, we ain't actually selling a whole lot of stuff. No big orders. But we sure had a lot of folks in there. I think most of them just come in to see how it looks since we got it fixed up.
Yes, naturally, naturally.
Just buy enough to give me an excuse to come in there.
Well, you're bound to get some new customers out of it, though. By the way, Lum, I'll have those insurance policies ready to deliver to you and Abner. It's a few days now.
Well, good.
Takes a little time, you know, to have photostatic copies made and have the medical examination blank application, all that.
Yeah.
Of course, now, Lum, you understand the policies are in force right now, though. They became effective as of the date of the application.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yes,
well, I'm glad you brung up about them policies, because it's something that's sort of bothering me.
Well, now, Lum, if you mean that clause 17, stating that the policy will be declared void if the insurer dies outside the continental limits of Polk County, I think I can explain why that's in there. It's nothing to worry about. That won't affect you in the least.
Well, it ain't about no clause. It's about, well, it's about Abner.
Abner?
Yeah, it sounds so silly, I hate to even mention it. Fact is, I don't think I will.
Oh, now, what is it, Lum? If I can help you in any way, you know I'm just only too glad to do it. What seems to be the trouble? Is Abner dissatisfied with his policy?
No, that's just the trouble. I'm afraid he's a little too satisfied with it.
Well, I don't believe I thought he was there, Lum.
Well, he's been acting awful peculiar toward me lately, Squire. Yesterday, after he'd been talking to Grandpapa a while, he started staring at me like I don't know what.
Staring at you?
You'd have thought we was a couple of strangers instead of lifelong business partners.
Well, how do you account for this strange manner, Abner?
Well, I don't know exactly.
Did you check with Grandpap and see if he could throw any light on the subject?
Yeah, but he never seemed to know anything that'd explain it.
Well, Do you have any theories of your own, Lump?
No. Well, yes, I reckon I do, but like I say, it's just too ridiculous to even think about.
Well, what is it, Lump? Perhaps it'll give us a clue to work on anyway, you know.
Well, here you are, Squire.
Oh, yes, yes. All right, thank you, Luke. Yeah, thank you. Go on, Lump. You just feel free to say anything that's in your mind now. I won't betray your confidence, I'll assure you that. But what's your theory?
Well, you know, if I die, Abner gets $5,000, don't he?
Yes. That's the basic principle of the partnership insurance, yes.
And $5,000 is a lot of money to Abner.
I'd say it's a lot of money to all of us, Lump.
I don't think you see what I mean, Squire.
Well, Lump, you surely aren't suggesting that Abner would deliberately try to do away with you in order to get hold of that money.
I don't know.
Oh, perish the thought, Lum. Perish it completely, yes.
Do what?
Oh, forget it, Lum. Tut-tut-tut-tut. Well, that's preposterous. Abner isn't capable of getting such an idea in the first place.
Well, that's the way I feel, too, Squire. And I'm the last fella in the world would think anything bad about Abner.
No, dear.
I knowed him for practically all my life. He's been my best friend.
No doubt about it.
I think of him sort of as my brother right now.
Fine man, yeah.
But here's the thing that worries me. In all the time I've known him, I've never saw him act this way before.
Hmm.
I tell you, there's something creepy in his attitude towards me. I can feel it every time he stares at me.
Well, that is strange.
He's always been the finest fella in the whole world, but you know how money can affect folks sometimes. Even the best of them.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, Lum. I'm inclined to think that this is just something that you worked up in your own imagination.
Well, I keep trying to tell myself that. Better eat your sandwich there, Squire.
Huh? Oh, I about forgot about that.
Well, I've got to be getting back to the store, I reckon.
Well, all right, Lum, but I think you weren't over nothing at all.
Well, I hope so.
Yes, you've just been working hard lately getting the store fixed up, and you've had a lot of financial worries the last few weeks. I think you more likely just worked yourself into a nervous condition, Lum. What you should do is try to take it easy for a while. Relax. Get your mind off on some other subject. Reading is a good thing for that, too, Lum.
Well, I don't seem to have much time to read nothing.
Well, you just take time. You owe it to yourself. I'll sit here. I've got a little volume right here in my pocket. One of those new pocket-sized editions. They're very handy. Carry it around with you, Lum. Read whenever you have a few minutes. Just take it and relax and read. Now, here, take it. I'll finish this one, and this is just the kind to relax your mind with.
Well, much obliged, Squire. I'll try.
Yes, you give it a try, Lum, and I think you'll feel a lot better.
Well, at least it'll give me something to do while Abner's staring at me all the time.
Well, I think that'll pass. Good luck to you, Lum.
Yeah, thanks, Squire.
And you just relax now and read that little book like I told you to.
Granny's, look at there, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Half hour past closing time. Never realized it was getting that late.
I never neither. Been working so dad blame hard all day. I better call Elizabeth, too, before she skins me alive for being late for supper again.
Oh, that reminds me. I'm supposed to take supper with Miss Emmeline tonight.
Miss Emmeline?
Abner, would you mind closing up the store? I've got to get over to the place and change clothes.
No, no, go right ahead, Mom.
It'll help me out a lot.
Uh-huh.
I'll see you in the morning, Abner.
Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah, good night, Mom. Hello? Elizabeth? This is your man, Abner. I know it's late, honey. That's why I called. Well, Elizabeth, I'll be home just as quick as I can close up here. Well, we had a big day here at the store. More folks come in here today than I ever seen before. Yeah? Oh, the opening went good. Yeah, well, all right, I'll be... Huh? Baking powder? Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah. I'll be right home, honey.
Howdy.
All right. Goodbye. Howdy, Grandpa.
Hey, you fellas starting to stay open nights now?
No, just closing up late, so.
Seen your light on, wondered.
No.
What about his mama?
Oh, he left just a few minutes ago.
How'd he act today?
How'd he act?
Yeah, you know, you recollect what we were talking about yesterday?
Oh.
Him and that partnership insurance and all?
Yeah, I know. Doggy's grandpap, I wish you hadn't put that idea in my head about Lum. I ain't hardly been able to think of nothing else all day long. I just couldn't keep my eyes off of him. I just kept staring at him, wondering what was going on inside of that brain of his.
I never put that idea in your head.
You bring the subject
up. All I done was just mention some of the things I noticed about Lum.
Yeah, now I can't get it out of my head.
Just done that 'cause I'm your friend. I never come right out flat-footed and said he is mighty interested in collecting that $5,000 on your life.
No, not exactly, never.
But I will tell you this. Today, now get this, today, this morning, Lum got hold of me and started pumping me about you.
About me?
Yeah. Asked questions about how you felt about that partnership insurance and all that.
Did he, sure enough?
Yes, sir. But I never told him a thing.
Oh, my.
Acted like I didn't even know you fellas had taken out the insurance.
Huh?
You never got nothing out of me. No, sirree, sir. No, sir. No, sirree, sir, sir.
Huh? Reckon why he done that.
I don't know. You'll have to figure that out for yourself. All I do as a friend is just tell you the facts.
Well, so I'll have to admit he has been acting awful cute today, Grandpap. He ain't himself. He was going an extra long time for lunch today, and then when he come back, he had some little old book with him he kept reading.
Book?
Yeah.
What kind of a book?
I don't know. All I know is every once in a while, he'd get that thing out of his pocket and read it. Then when another customer'd come in, he'd shove it back in his pocket again.
Huh? Reckon what that could be?
I ain't got the least idea.
He don't generally read during store hours, does he?
Oh, no, never. No, that is something plum new. Oh, of course, he'll read the weekly paper on Thursday, but that's about all. Never reads no books at all.
Wait a minute. That ain't your there, is it?
Where?
Right there on the counter, back of the coffee grinder.
Oh, let me see.
That's a little one.
Hi, Doggy, that's it, too. He must have forgotten, left it there. Let me just take a look at that thing, see what he's interested in.
Yeah, if it's interesting, I might read it myself.
Oh, my goodness, look at there. Look at the name of that grandpap.
What is it?
Murder at Midnight.
Well, now the evil force of boundless suspicion is lurking in the minds of both partners. Abner is sure he's found a clincher to his unpleasant conclusions. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, in millions of homes all over America, Alka-Seltzer has become the first place favorite for quick and effective relief from many common ailments. Take occasional headaches, for example. Alka-Seltzer's pain-relieving analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate is ready to go right to work on your throbbing head because it's dissolved when you take it. And because it's guarded by valuable alkaline buffers, this analgesic loses little or no effectiveness. You see, Alka-Seltzer can give the kind of relief you want when you want it because it's compounded by the Miles Laboratories under a secret scientific process. And when you need it, be sure you have it. Never be caught without it. Now's the time to get a large package from your druggist. The large package contains over three times as many tablets as the small size, yet costs only twice as much. Remember, there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.